This election year, Wisconsin Public Radio is asking people what elected officials could do to improve their communities. Several people wrote to us saying the cost and availability of housing is the most important issue. As Robert DeAnger reports, the city of Madison is planning for ways to increase density, but some local residents have resisted those changes.
Feel free to come on in and walk around.
Dozens of Madison residents gathered in a meeting room at a church this spring for an open house about a subject of major controversy, a 39-page document drafted by city planners.
This proactive rezoning were removed.
It's called the West Area Plan, one of 12 such drafts covering different parts of the city to prepare for expected population growth. Madison is expected to add more than 100,000 residents by 2050. The plan calls for more housing density, more mixed-use development along transit routes, and changes to bike paths. James Jenninga is a resident of Madison's West Side.
I think we're going to be forced into more dense housing because you just can't go too far out. Where that is and what that looks like is obviously going to be very controversial.
He and his wife Heidi are both civil engineers. They brought along their six-month-old baby, Junia.
I think we're excited about the proposed paths and the bikeability. I mean, that's a huge reason why we want to stay here.
They've owned their own home for 3.5 years and support the plan. But some opponents, like Sharon Gainthy, have been in their homes for decades.
I had a vision that I wanted to live in the neighborhood I live in now, back in 1984. And I had to buy and sell properties, work up the ladder for jobs so that I could eventually live here.
Gainthy finally bought her home 12 years ago.
Now I don't want it taken away or changed or traffic increased or pay for somebody else to come.
Like others opposed to the plan, Gainthy questions the city's projections for population growth or whether Madison's housing crunch even qualifies as a crisis. Kurt Paulson is a professor of urban planning at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's written two of Dane County's housing needs assessments.
So it's a crisis, but it's a slow-burning crisis that's come on over the last 15 years.
Paulson says that not enough housing has been built to keep pace with population growth. Increased construction costs and higher interest rates only make the problem worse. As of 2023, the homeowner vacancy rate in Madison was 1.6%. And the rental vacancy rate was 2.2%, well below what is considered a balanced market. Paulson says many families are paying more than half of their income to rent, and homelessness is increasing.
So every one of those indicators is trending in the wrong direction and showing a crisis.
When people with higher incomes can't find a suitable home to buy, they often end up renting. That drives up rents for people with lower incomes. Amy Kell has spent her career advocating for affordable housing. She's also lived in cities with growing populations and tight housing markets like Seattle and Atlanta. Now an active citizen on Madison's West Side, she sees the proposed changes as a threat to her neighborhood's tree canopy. She says the plan is too centered around mass transit that doesn't suit everyone's needs.
I worked in affordable housing my whole career. I believe in it, and I believe it gives people a leg up. But I also think that you have to balance it out with the market conditions of the city that you're dealing with and the geography of the city that you're dealing with.
Paulson, the UW-Madison housing expert, says solving the housing crisis is ultimately a moral question.
Do we think that everyone deserves a decent and affordable place to live? And are we willing to say yes and make room for more people in our neighborhood?
Madison's Common Council is expected to take up consideration of the West Area Plan on September 10th. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This election year, WPR is focused on learning what Wisconsinites want to hear from candidates. Tell us what you want candidates to be discussing as they compete for your votes at WPR.org/election2024.